It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a privilege it is each week to be able to share with you God's Word. You know, I was just thinking what a privilege it is we have as citizens of the United States of being able to open God's Word, to read God's Word, and just to have God's Word. How many people throughout the world do not even have the completed works of the Lord, the record of His works? So many people today are being persecuted, even being killed for the cause of Christ today. And we need to be thankful as God's people today that we're able to open His Word, look into it, and I count it a privilege each time that I'm able to share with you God's Word. Now today we're going to look at why Jesus left heaven. Now I'm going to be using several verses today, and you may not be able to copy all these verses down as I refer to them, but let me suggest to you that you go to our website, and there you'll be able to download a transcript of this program. You'll also be able to listen to this program once again as you go to the website. But you'll be able to get a transcript, and in that transcript you'll have every reference that I mentioned today in reference to our subject, Why Jesus Left Heaven. Go to our website today and download a transcript. That's lrwm.org. lrwm.org. On that website, you'll not only be able to download a transcript of this program and any other program of It's a Good Life, but you'll also be able to leave a prayer request. You can share with us what's on your heart, and if you have someone you'd like for us to pray with you about, why not go there on our website, LRWM, and leave a prayer request that we can go to the Lord in prayer with you and share what's on your heart. We want to help you go to the Lord in prayer, and we want to help that person. Possibly you have a burden for that person to receive Jesus as Savior. Maybe that person, or even you, or maybe you're having a rough time. You're having a time that you need lifted up. Share that with us, and we'll share that with the Lord. Now, today we want to look briefly at why Jesus left heaven. You know, many men have gone on great missions. We think of Alexander the Great and Caesar. They went on missions of conquests, and we think of Plato and Socrates in search of knowledge, and Columbus was looking for a new route to India, and we understand that according to history, now I wasn't there, so I'm not that old. I don't know exactly what took place, but Columbus is credited with having discovered North America, and we also see the philanthropists, that's a hard word for me to say, philanthropists, on missions of mercy. But you know, Jesus came upon the greatest mission of any man. He came to die for lost sinners. He came to seek and to save. And today as we look at why Jesus left heaven, let's look first of all that He left heaven, and when He did that, even today, He sees sinners. He sees the sinner. He saw Adam and Eve back in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3. He saw them when they refused to do what He had told them not to do. He said, "Do not eat of that tree, because in the day that you eat of it, thou shalt surely die." And we know that the Bible tells us that wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, that's Adam, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Well, He saw Adam and Eve back in the garden. He saw Cain as he slew Abel, his brother, in Genesis chapter 4. Jesus also saw Judas in Mark chapter 14 and verse 10 as Judas went to the high priest and he betrayed Jesus. Jesus knew that. He saw that. And you know, today He sees you. In Job chapter 31 and verse 4, it says, "Doth not He see my ways and count all my steps?" Jesus knows every thought. He knows every move that we make. And Job said, "He knows my steps." Jesus knows how many steps we're going to take in this life. He knows when we're going to either be with Him or die and go to a devil's hell. And Jesus does not want anyone to die and go to a devil's hell. That's the reason he came from heaven. That's the reason he left heaven. He sees the sinner today. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7 it says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Now in this verse, chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, he's talking about David's brother. He said, Samuel said, surely this is the one that God wants to anoint as the king of Israel. But God said, don't look upon his countenance. Don't look upon his stature. And I'm so thankful today that God doesn't look upon a person and choose them because they're beautiful. He doesn't look at them and choose them because they are good looking. He chooses them because of the heart. In other words, when a person gets saved, God will place you in a place of service. And thank God he doesn't make any difference between us, whether we're good looking, ugly, or whatever. He says, I want you to serve me, and I'm giving you a place that you can serve me in. No matter what you look like, it has to do with your heart. Have you trusted my Son as your Savior? Well, God looks upon the heart, and he sees the sinner, and he also sympathizes with the sinner. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, it says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Christ came into the world. He left heaven, and he took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. And as he hung on that cross, he became sin for us. He knew no sin, but he took upon himself the likeness of sinful human beings. And now he's passed into the heavens where he is our high priest, and he knows what we're going through today. He sympathizes with the sinner. He knows the difficulties that each of us have in this life, and therefore he's able to help us with our infirmities. He comes down and he touches our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. He comforts us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you a comforter. And Jesus did that. He sent the Holy Spirit as he went back to be with the Father. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, it says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." Jesus has compassion on people today. Why did Jesus leave heaven? He left. He sees the sinner. He left. He sympathizes with the sinner. He left heaven. He seeks the sinner today. In Luke chapter 15 and verse 7, it says, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." Jesus looks for the person who is lost today. He looks for that person, and he invites them to come unto him. Look, he says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And Jesus also speaks to the sinner today. He speaks, first of all, through the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 55:7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Jesus waits for the sinner today. He speaks to the sinner through his word. And then we see in John chapter 6 and verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." We have eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. He speaks to us through the Bible today, and he also speaks through his Spirit. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come." Now I take heart there, because I'm part of the bride of Christ. I have become a person who is able to represent the Lord, because I am part of the bride of Christ, who will be taken up together with the others to meet him in the air when he comes back, when the trump of God shall sound, and I believe the Lord will say, "Come up hither." And I have the responsibility and the privilege of being able to invite others to receive Jesus through the Spirit of God. It says in verse 17 of Revelation 22, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Jesus speaks to us through the Bible today. He speaks to us through His Spirit, and He also speaks to us through the gospel. Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. God speaks to us today. Jesus speaks to us. And we see that He also saves the sinner. In Matthew 1:21, the Bible tells us, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." 1 Timothy 1:15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Why did Jesus leave heaven? He left heaven to seek and to save those who were lost, to give eternal life to those people who would trust Him as their Savior. Well, He also satisfies the sinner. And as we see in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 14, the Bible says, "My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord." Jesus today is seeking you. He wants to save you, and He wants to satisfy you, both here and hereafter. Won't you trust Him today as your Savior? If you've never asked Him to come into your heart, do that right now. Ask Jesus to save you, not as a favor to me, but as a favor to yourself, that you may know that you've passed from death into life. "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior right now." If you do that today, let me know. Go to the website lrwm.org and share that with me today, and I'll send you absolutely free of charge, no strings attached, how that you can get started right in the Christian life. It's been a joy being with you today, and I look forward to the next time that you will hear me say, "It is a good life serving the Lord." May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.